Terence, Terrance, Jerome, Jerome, 5-10-78. Mr. Jerome is a 46-year-old gentleman who comes in today with cough, congestion, fatigue, not feeling well. He said that he's been going to Calvary, C-A-L-V-A-R-Y, clinic here in town. He said they used to take great care of him, but not recently, so they're switching back to us, period. Since he's been gone in the past 10 years or so, he was diagnosed with sleep apnea, hypogonadism, hypertension. I'll go over his medication, thyroidism, which he actually not taking his thyroid on a regular basis, put that in big letters, and gastroesophageal reflux. Surgery, he's had no surgery. Social, he's married, he's an engineer. He has issues with ED. He drinks very little, almost none. He smokes none. He smokes a cigar from time to time. Allergy, non drug allergy, COVID immunizations up to date, medical problems, hypothyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, medication list, metoprolol ER, 25 milligram once a day on a separate sheet of paper. Olmesartan, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-N, I need the ladies chart too much. 20/12.5 once a day, Prozol, 40 milligram once a day, Synthroid, 75 microgram once a day, Lipitor, 10 milligram a day, Mobic, 15 milligram a day, PRN for gout, Colchicine, 0.6 milligram a day. Oh, man. Can we add, Kayla? Can we add uric acid? Because he's got what did I say? Colchicine, 0.6 milligram a day. Then colonoscopy is up to date, family history, coronary artery disease, CHF, no colon cancer in mom and dad, but grandparents had colon cancer, no breast cancer, and kidney failure. Again, he's married, has three children, surgery, no surgeries in the past, review of system as above, 237 pounds, 96%, 98.7, 20, 81, 132 over 80. As far as his weight's concerned, he lost a bunch of weight. He was diagnosed with celiac spoo also, but he's gaining it back now. He doesn't know if he has diabetes. I'm concerned that the weight loss may have been related to it because his mom does have bad diabetes. Anyway, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflammatory, non-focal, skin shows no rash. On the carotid ultrasound, on the ultrasounds today, he had minimal carotid stenosis. He has fatty liver. He has LVH. He has BPH with symptoms. He has lymphadenopathy related to patient's current issues and infection. So on the medication list, also put Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day. Also put Cialis 20 milligram as needed for sex. Assessment, sinusitis, rosefenogram now, Decadron 8 milligram now, Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack. Number two, reactive airway disease. He's been using his inhaler. Number three, bronchitis. Number four, fatty liver. Next one's carotid stenosis. Next one's headache. Next one's LVH. Next one's BPH. Next one's gouty arthritis. Next one's sleep apnea. Next one's setup for sleep study. Next one's low testosterone. Next one's carotid stenosis. Next one's leg pain and arm pain, multifactorial. Next one is check uric acid. Next one is BPH, add Flomax. Next number, he's going to stay with us and not switch physician. Next number, remember that TSH is going to be high because he hasn't been on his thyroid on a regular basis. Put that in big letters. Next number, check testosterone level with hypogonadism. Next number, would like to get started on that. Next number is check PSA in anticipation of testosterone replacement. Next number is Cialis with instruction. Next number is COVID negative, flu negative, strep negative, flu A and B both negative. Next number, finding discussed with patient at length. Next number, we'll call patient with the results in about the next few days. Thank you.